Joanne, you talked a lot last year about your weight and where you wanted to be at. Where's it at right now? And do you want to keep that weight on or get back to maybe you don't want to be thinner?
You think I need to get thinner?
No, no.
I thought I looked pretty good.
You look good.
I appreciate it. hurt my feelings, man. I cut my beard on everything. I was trying to look thinner.
You look good.
Appreciate
you look
good. It, man. Now I'm about 312 now, so I'll probably gain a couple more. I think gain a few more before camp starts, but I'm very happy where I am right now.
What do you think about seeing a guy like Vince Wilfork walking around here?
Yeah, he's a big dude, man. But great guy. I've got a chance to talk to him, extensively. He's a very, very great dude. I think he'll be a big personality in our locker room, a great leader, and a heck of a player. You know, so I'm looking forward to it.
You've been a leader for a while on this team, but you guys lose Chris Myers. Is it a case where other guys have to step up and maybe you have to carry more of a load, or Arian? I mean, losing Chris Myers and Andre as leaders?
Definitely. You know, those guys that, spend a great amount of time here, great players, and, you know, a lot of respect for both of those guys. To lose guys like that on our side of the ball, myself, you know, other guys definitely have to step up and be more assertive as leaders, you know, vocally, and also showing, you know, leading by doing. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, you know what I mean? We have a lot of young talent on our offensive line, and, you know, I'm the old head now. So I'm looking forward to it, though. It's something I embrace.
I know everyone understands the business and all that, but is it still tough to see when it's happening to your friends and like that?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. You know, I've been here going on 8 years now, and, you know, those are two guys that, I've seen every day, you know, them coming here. Chris is someone that I've spent a lot of time with, you know, a great friend of mine, same thing with Andre. So, you know, you understand it's going to happen. You know, it happens to all of us at some point. So, but, you know, it is tough. It's tough. But, you know, I have a lot of friends on this team. Everyone on this team is my friend. So being able to come out here and still continue to work with these guys on a day-to-day basis is great. So
how much is it going to help you and your teammates on the other line that are here, including the holdovers, 1 year under your belt in the system with this coaching staff?
That's going to help us a lot. I think last year, it was a bit overwhelming for some people. You know, being especially guys that were in one system for our whole career, making that change. We were kind of learning on the go. I think it was the same. It was for everybody. You know, staff and players included. So as the season went on, you know, we kind of got more familiar with the system, got more familiar with each other, and kind of how we interact and things like that. So. Being that we're all familiar with it now, I think it'll definitely help us, especially up front.
Have you been able to interact with Mike Devlin much earlier?
Yeah, I like him a lot. He's a great coach. You know, I got a chance to talk to, you know, some of his former players that he worked with, and just being able to talk to him personally, you know, things outside of football as well as football, I think, he's going to be great for us, and I'm looking forward to working with him.
This could be a huge opportunity for Ben Jones with Chris Myers, you know, being gone. What's special about Ben and he doesn't get the recognition, but he always seems to kind of get in that lineup.
I think the biggest thing about Ben is just his football IQ. He's an extremely smart player. A lot of things, things that you just can't coach. You know, he sees a lot of things happen before they happen. He's a tireless worker, very, very focused. And he's a great talent as well on the field. You know, I think with his skill set, you know, he's going to do great things for us. I'm excited for him to have this opportunity. To the best of my knowledge.
Good answer.
The best of my knowledge.
You went through this last year with the quarterbacks up, and it's kind of been the norm here the last couple of years, but with Hoyer and Mallett battling it out, I mean, everyone's going to ask, does that affect you? But I imagine for you guys, it's just operations as normal.
Doesn't affect me. I'm left tackle.
Yeah.
So I'm here to do my job to the best of my ability to protect whoever's under center. And, that's all that I know. I don't know anything about quarterbacks, except that I want to keep them upright.
That's good. Do you watch the NFL draft on TV, or how do you follow that?
Twitter, probably. I don't watch the draft. I'll just hear about it when it happens. That's just how it's been. You know, I much respect to the rookies and the guys that get drafted, you know, but I just don't sit and watch it. It's too long.
What are your memories of that time when you were going through the pre-draft routine, waiting to get drafted, going to the combine, doing the workouts, and all that sort of thing?
It's very, very, very hectic. A very hectic time, but very exciting as well. You know, all the work you put in through college and through the combine and the senior games and all that. It's very traveling the teams. It's very exciting. You know, so when that day comes, it's a big sigh of relief. You know, whenever you do get drafted, if you get drafted. But you also realize the opportunity you have ahead of you, how much work you have ahead of you. So, you know, being that I'm going into year 8, I look back and I'm very blessed and fortunate, you know, to be in the position I'm in right now.
Yeah,